How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you being over 40 to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, it's actually a three-part series where I interview Dr. Janine Krause, half naturopathic doctor, half acupuncturist. In this episode, we go over metabolism in the liver, metabolism in our digestive tract, and besides the way we eat and the way we train, it may even come down to something as simple as digestive enzymes, which we go into full detail. And Dr. Krause mentions a very cool product that can actually measure how much fat we're burning at any given time, as well as how much carbohydrates we're using, if that's what we want. So if you're interested in that device, look at the show notes. We have a link to it. This is actually part three of an interview I did with her. So if you missed the first two, go back a couple episodes and catch up.
All right. So most of us, unfortunately, are overfed and undernourished. And it's because our digestive systems are not working like they should, because we like to eat on the go, eat junk food sometimes, don't slow down, don't chew. The basics when it comes to food can be really helpful, like sitting down and pretending that you are an amazing Greek little cafe. You're in, you know, Paris. And you're just going to sit and chew and enjoy your food. Experience your food, really. That's like number one there with metabolism. But also, so many people over 40 do not have enough stomach enzymes or stomach acid and digestive enzymes to break down food. And this can be a huge issue. So I encourage folks to look at the HCL challenge. It is you take a pill of betaine hydrochloric acid. Do not do this if you know you have an ulcer. That's a bad idea. Or you have active gastritis. Don't do it. But for everyone else, you take a pill, you see if your stomach burns with a meal that has over 10 grams of protein. If it doesn't burn, you have low stomach acid. And this can be a game changer for helping you to get your nutrients in your body and get like proteins, things of that nature. Because a lot of us could be pounding the high amounts of protein and we're not digesting it. Granted, if it's in a shake form, it's going to be a lot easier because it's...
It already has the enzymes in there.
Yeah, and it's pre-digested, so you're good. If you're eating steaks, chicken, and you're like, I have no idea why my muscles are still wasting. This can be part of that metabolism thing. And the other big thing, cutting off when you have dinner and when you eat breakfast and giving at least 12 hours in between there to let your cells catch up. I mean, everyone's talking about fasting. I mean, the keto component there as well in that department. And so for me, it's really with metabolism, knowing how well you burn fats and carbs. And I use a device called the Lumen. I don't know if you've heard about that or talked about it. It's a little, and I'm bringing it here with me, but it's a breath device. It's a carbon dioxide sensor that basically tells you if you're in fat or carb burn.
And
it helps folks to really know when they wake up in the morning, am I in fat burn? Because if you're not, guess what? You're not burning fat and you're going to have some problems going on with your metabolism. So you can use it that way. You can use it before and after workouts to know if you need to add a little carb. Because if you're burning fat and you go into a workout and you're not used to solely burning fat because you've been on keto for a while, if you're what I call a metabolically flexible individual, then you're going to have some issues going into that workout and you might overtrain yourself and burn all your muscles up. Because if you go in and fat burn and now you're going to do a HIIT workout, you got to use your muscles and liver glycogen, so your glucose, your sugar from them. And you don't want to do that. You want to have some ready to go. So it tells you how to work with that. And then it tells you what your food impact does to you. And say you have a meal, it's got chicken, it's got some potato with it, it's got veggies. You test 2 hours after, an hour after, and you find that you are in massive carb burn. Well, guess what? Too much of that potato. So dial it in. So anyway, I use the Lumen for that to help folks really understand their metabolism better, because all the counting macros and counting the details, it doesn't work for a lot of people. It's better to know when on the fly what we're doing.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm on the keto diet, do a lot of fasting, and I have like a cool breathalyzer thing I blow into that'll tell you where your ketones are. But it'd be cool to check out the Lumens, because one, I'm very glycogen depleted all the time. So I can't do HIIT workouts. I do more slow paced circuit training to make sure I don't burn off too much muscle. But that would be very cool to test where I'm at on there. Where do you recommend getting that device?
So if you go to Lumen, LUMEN.ME, that's the general website there, and you can peruse it, check it out. They have a subscription service that comes with the device. It's about $250 for a 6-month subscription, and then it goes down from there as you re-up your supply. But yeah, it's super cool. And for women, we need a little more carbs than guys. And unfortunately, what'll happen if we, because we get stuck in this mentality of I'm not getting the weight off, I got to push harder, I got to go more. What'll happen is we try that, then we try to fast longer. What can happen is you can wake up in fat burn and you see it, and then you don't eat for a couple hours, do another breath before your workout, say, you'll find that you can shift into carb burn as a stress response of fasting too long. And so this is something that guys, in particular, I know with women, just because we get a little wackadoodle sometimes when it comes to trying to get weight off, but guys in particular can happen too. So this is another thing about the carbon dioxide sensing. So definitely take a look at Lumen. It's an awesome device.
Yeah. And I think too, the, like going through the whole experience of like, I can't get this weight off, I'm doing everything I can. The stress buildup is now screwing you over, and you could probably test on that device that you need to mellow out and just not worry about this so much.
It will tell you like when you've been stressed out, it'll call you out. It will call you out if you do not do the things too.
What are your feelings on like digestive enzymes that you can buy from, like, I've been buying one from Sprouts, and it's like an all-purpose blend with a little bit higher protease, because from the little education I have on enzymes and stuff, protease helps with digesting protein. Is that something that's beneficial, or there's better stuff, or what do you recommend for like the big steak meals like you were just talking about? Because I do those.
Sure. Yeah. If you're going to have a big steak meal, or you're going to a Brazilian steakhouse, like it's a must if you're over 40. It is a must. And so what you get at Sprouts, it can work. Absolutely. It depends on where your budget's at. I mean, I personally gravitate towards folks that have some research and data behind what they have. My favorite enzyme, I have two of them. I have Holozymes by Healthy Gut, and then the other one that I really like is Masszymes by Optimizers. And the reason is because both of them have a ton of research. But why? Because there are brush border enzymes in there that not only are your protease, we've got invertase, we've got, serrapeptidase, all these different ones that will help to further break down food, because we have enzymes that hang out in the small intestine in between the little villi, little fingers we have. And a lot of companies don't get all of them. And it's weird, but unfortunately, we almost need all of them because we are all stuck in fight or flight mode. Our arms and legs have our blood, and it's not in our gut when we need it to break down food. So the more help we can get, I think if you're going to spend money on anything, spend some money on the enzymes, because that's where we get our fuel from. So the two that I mentioned right now are ones that are specific pancreatic enzymes. They do not have hydrochloric in it in high dosages. The Masszymes does, the Holozymes do not. You would want to add something like HCL Guard. This is another product from Healthy Gut to the Holozymes if you're going to do that. But Masszymes has a lot of what you need there. And that's a product by a fellow fitness junkie. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Done some great stuff for recovery with that one.
Hey, you know, that's kind of been the name of the game of even myself working out, being a personal trainer all these years and turning over 40 and seeing these changes. And it is tougher. And you do have to worry about your sleep, your hormones. Started noticing that it was harder to put on muscle. So I started doing enzymes and that kind of stuff. And these little tricks are okay. They're starting to work. But you know, you also want to hone in on the better stuff and get the expert advice from people like you. So it's great.
Yeah. And keep in mind too, and I'm sure you've talked about this as well, those enzymes can double as anti-inflammatories for you. So you could take them in between meals. If you're like, oh, my joints ache. Oh, I know this workout, every time I do it, maybe it's squat day. Maybe it's deadlift day. Whatever it may be. You're like, I can't even sit on the toilet for 2 days afterwards. It's awful. You can take the same enzymes that you would use to help you digest food in between meals, and now they work as what we call systemic enzymes. And you can take, Wade from Bioptimizers told me he has taken 50 of his pills in between meals, like twice a day while he was training for Mr. Olympic or something like that. Oh my God. I don't recommend that unless you have someone monitoring you.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely don't do that. That is not my advice. But I have people doing on the regular, it's safe to do 2 up to 4 in between meals if you know you're going to be really inflamed, or say you hike. Like that'll get me. I can't walk down downstairs after if I don't do it after I've done a pretty good hike. It's welcome to your 40s, right?
Yeah, exactly. People in my world, the 20s and 30s, they judge a workout on how sore they get. And you're like, no, it doesn't need to be like that. If you are well-trained, you hardly ever get sore. But no, I'm on the bandwagon of like, I got stuff to do and life to live and got a kid and I can't be not being able to get out of my bed. I've already got other problems.
Exactly. Yeah. Mom's not going to take care of me if I can't get out of bed. It doesn't work. Life keeps going.
Exactly.
Oh, to be young again.
Oh, yeah. Well, Janine, I just want to thank you for being on my show. For anyone interested in doing some of the tests or just kind of doing some sessions with you, what's the best place they can get a hold of you? Website, social media handles? Yeah. What do you got for us?
Yeah, head over to Doctor, spelled out, JKRAUSEND.com. I have a quiz there. You can see what your accelerating aging factors are to kind of help you figure out like what direction maybe you want to focus in. You can book a call right away. I do 15-minute complimentary calls, make sure, you know, we're a good fit, but also to give you some next steps if we're not a good fit and give you the next direction. And yes, I do lab testing as long as you are not in New York or New Jersey. Unfortunately, those states don't allow any of us to do alternative testing over there. That's a little wacky. Yeah. But everybody else, or if you're in those states, find a friend in a neighboring state. But just kidding. Did I say that? No. But yeah, anyway, that's the best place to find me if you're interested in doing some testing with me. I do consulting programs. I also have a consulting program where it's a group where we do the Lumen and we're all doing the breath stuff together and helping each other troubleshoot as to next steps. So that's another great one. That one's specifically for women. And then you can find me on Instagram at Dr. That's DrJanineKrause. You get me like I am now, my personality and all that over there and all kinds of fun tips.
Awesome. Yeah, my audience knows I'll put all the links in the show details so they can just click on it too if they don't want to write it down right now. And yeah, I kind of browsed your website before we jumped on and I'm going to take that quiz. I'm very interested. So I implore everyone listening, at least take the quiz just to kind of play around and see what you have.
Yeah, knowledge is power. If you know kind of what's off a little bit, now you can make some, it's a call out. It gives you a little bit more to make some decisions in life. And hey, like I said, first step in becoming your own best coach. There you go.
That's it. If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.